The newest stablecoin project has raised $32 million from crypto exchange Binance and other notable investors. Good evening, I'm Stan Higgins, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from August 29th. When Tron bought BitTorrent, it also bought a piece of something else, and Hong Kong is promising to ease entry for blockchain experts. And we'll finish up the podcast today by speaking with CoinDesk reporter Anna Bytikova on how the Russian capital of Moscow is using blockchain to improve public services. But first, a word from our sponsor, Said Business School, University of Oxford. You can now study blockchain entirely online with Oxford University's Said Business School. Find out more about their six-week online program that gives you a fundamental understanding of blockchain and its implications and effects on your business strategy by visiting oxfordexecblockchain.com. Korean entrepreneur Daniel Shin is a founder of Tmon, a billion-dollar online commerce website in Korea. Now, he's building a new stablecoin that aims to facilitate transactions for a network of online stores. The project has raised $32 million from a group of investors including Binance, Polychain Capital, and Arrington XRP, among others. In fact, there will be two tokens, the Terra and Luna. Investors bought Luna tokens, which function as collateral on the network. Their sale will supply an initial reserve that will help stabilize the price against fiat markets. Also, holders of Luna will receive small fees from every transaction. The other token, the Terra, will be used as the day-to-day payment method for consumers. Unlike the Luna, which will have a limited supply, new Terra tokens will be created based on demand. After the acquisition of BitTorrent, Tron has also acquired a share in the Chia network. Chia is a cryptocurrency protocol being developed by BitTorrent co-founder Bram Cohen. The Chia network aims to provide a more eco-friendly way of securing public blockchains. Miners on the network prove that a certain amount of disk space is available to the network, and validators turn over unused disk space for Chia's use. The startup has already secured $3.3 million in funding earlier this year from Naval Ravikant, Andreessen Horowitz, True Ventures, Metastable, and Greylock Partners, among others. As for the implications of this unexpected ownership stake, it remains to be seen. Hong Kong is tweaking its immigration policies to attract blockchain professionals from all over the world. The city's government on Tuesday released a list of 11 professions that are now eligible to receive bonus marks for those who apply for the city's Quality Migrant Admission Scheme. The list includes innovation and technology experts in the areas of artificial intelligence, robotics, distributed ledger technologies, biometric tech, and industrial and chemical engineering, among other fields. To be qualified, blockchain professionals need to hold a bachelor's degree or higher and have experience working in notable firms in the field. The most important conference in crypto comes to Asia this fall. CoinDesk's Consensus Conference lands in Singapore on September 19th and 20th. Join more than 75 speakers and 50 sponsors for 2 days of powerful insights, industry announcements, and cross-industry networking opportunities. It's all happening in Singapore, September 19th and 20th. Register today at coindesk.com/events. And now we're joined by CoinDesk reporter Anna Bytikova, who's here to talk about the use of blockchain by the government of Moscow. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So I guess just to start for the listeners who may be unfamiliar with the story, you reported this morning on an interesting use case being pursued by the Moscow government that involves the Ethereum network. So I guess, you know, what are the details based on your reporting of the work they're doing currently?
Yeah, so Moscow government is actively experimenting with new technologies in general and blockchain in particular, and they were trying to adapt it for different use cases. Like, there is a system of voting for various various matters of the city governance, which is called an active citizen, and it's now set to be put on blockchain rails. The latest use case was allocating their place, the spots, the trading spots on the weekend farmers markets that run in Moscow from April to November. So now all the application are going through blockchain.
And I guess, you know, what were some of the issues that they're looking at in terms of possibly solving by using this system for those submissions?
Well, they were saying that blockchain makes the system more transparent because quite a few times people were not happy about how the decisions were made. The active citizen that I mentioned, it's been blamed for, you know, people were saying that somebody was using bots to get their needed result and something like that. So they kind of want to secure or show the transparency of those systems. And speaking about farmers, like people apply more applications that people submit more applications than there is trading spots, and some people are unhappy that they can't get there. They suspect corruption. So the system is designed to show transparently how their selection process is going. So that's the main goal.
Interesting. And you know, I guess kind of like a final question for, you know, some of our readers, our listeners rather, who may not be, you know, very familiar with the work happening, you know, in Russia and Moscow. I mean, are there any other public sector use cases that they're looking at that maybe you've heard of or other reporting that you've done that exists outside of this kind of specific farmers market use case?
Yeah, this actually has been an avalanche of news about blockchain and various Russian government agencies. For example, today it was announced that the pension fund of Russia will use blockchain to record the information about their working contracts. The Russian agency that is monitoring the finances of people accused of terrorism and extremism, and that is responsible for blocking the banking accounts of such people, they are starting to monitor people's crypto wallets. They're working on the system that is going to monitor the activities on crypto blockchains too. So there is a lot of news like that, but it's very little specificity to that. So it's really hard to get the details of what is developed, who is developing those tools, on what platforms, and the technical details like that.
Interesting. Well, I guess we'll have to keep an eye on Russia to look for the next bit of news there. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Late Confirmation is brought to you by the Said Business School at Oxford University. Master blockchain strategy online with the 6-week Oxford Blockchain Strategy Program. The program gives you a foundational understanding of the core concepts of blockchain. You'll gain insights into how it will affect the future of your industry and organization, drawing on expert opinions and multiple blockchain use cases, allowing you to develop a strategic roadmap to incorporate blockchain into your business strategy. Find out more at oxfordexecblockchain.com. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletter, check out coindesk.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Coindesk, and if you're enjoying the show so far, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. For Coindesk, I'm Stan Higgins, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate. A Sonic Universe.